In Minnesota, we are accustomed to cold weather in winter months. It's something residents of the state and the upper Midwest embrace. The snow, ice, and sub-zero temperatures are just part of life. But after playing for 32 years indoors at the Metrodome, cold weather home games are not something the Vikings have had to deal with in recent years. That's changing on Sunday, when the wild card matchup against the Seahawks has a forecasted high of 2 degrees at game time, with a negative 20 wind chill.
We need our fans to make an advantage for us. They need to be loud and make sure they have some tailgating before they come out so they stay warm. But, you know, I don't know. We've luckily been in some of these element games, the Carolina game a year ago, the Giants game on Sunday night, and Green Bay last week. I'm sure they've probably been in some as well, but it's just something that we'll deal with.
Back in the 60s and 70s, cold, snow, and frigid games were part of the legend of the Minnesota Vikings, a team built on toughness that used the weather to their advantage when visiting teams would come to town.
I don't know that we made as much of it at the time. Maybe the teams coming in thought about it a little bit more. But we had things in place. I mean, the players knew going into the game that we weren't going to have heaters on the sidelines, we weren't going to have gloves, that we weren't going to have long underwear. We were going to go out and, you know, play with in our regular gear with the same speed and intensity we had during the season. We weren't going to worry about being cold. We were more worried about winning the game.
The iconic images of Hall of Fame coach Bud Grant coaching at Met Stadium in the heart of winter became a symbol of the Vikings and their success for two decades. He took the games outdoors in stride, knowing that January football in Minnesota meant the Vikings had a successful season.
You know, if you're playing in cold weather, you're in the playoffs. We had a number of playoff teams in those years, and we played a number of games in cool weather. Cold is not maybe the right word, but played outdoor games. The season's coming to an end, and when you're in the playoffs, the preparation time doesn't take as long, so you don't have to spend as much time outside practicing. I mean, you know, playing the game is one thing. That's a three-hour affair, but you practice all week up to that game. So we didn't have an indoor practice facility. We had to practice outside. And then the game itself, when that came along, cold is not as bad as wet. Wet is worse than cold. And wet cold is the worst. So, you know, a 30-degree day in the rain is worse than a 10-degree day in the frozen, you know, weather.
Embracing the cold weather is something the Vikings will do when they take the field on Sunday. While playing in temps hovering around zero isn't what many had wanted, they know it's part of the game when having a playoff season. Now, they hope to emulate the teams of the 60s and 70s and find success in the cold on Sunday at TCF Bank Stadium.
The equipment's better, the fields are better. You know, they've got heated, you know, fields now and warm benches, and if you can put your helmet where it, you know, stays warm. So I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to benefit us necessarily against Seattle and against Pete Carroll.
Being smart with the football and taking good care of it, you know, that's what these games come down to, you know, protecting the football, penalties, converting third downs, field position and things like that. So when we get in these cold games, we want to use it to our advantage, being that we play it outdoors all year. But that's what this game is going to come down to, those key factors.
We got gloves and stuff like that to make us okay, so we'll be fine out there. I mean, you got to make it work. Use it to your advantage. I mean, nobody likes being cold, but you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
The wind affects things more than probably anything does. The cold is the cold, but, you know, the ball's going to be harder, a little more slippery. You know, it's going to be a lot of concentration when guys are out on the field. They got to concentrate. And really, don't worry about the cold. You worry about playing.